David, your thoughts on today's 2-1 win here at Seaview?
Hard fought, to be expected. You know, Crusaders are a very good side. They play in a manner that makes it difficult for you. We knew that. So to concede the goal that we conceded was, you know, which was preventable, which was a poor goal. But again, credit to the players when we did concede so late on. Sometimes the game can then sort of dwindle out into you know, a draw. But you know, we found an extra gear. I always thought we were the, you know, more offensive team, the better attacking team. We didn't do enough in the final third, but you always sort of know with the players that we have on the pitch that you're going to create opportunities. We didn't create enough today, but we created, you know, in the manner where we scored, you know, a big goal for Jimmy in the last minute.
There was bodies on the line at times. There was a few we got off the line. You know, that will to win and that will not to concede must have really pleased you today.
Yeah, I expect that. And again, when you come to, you know, places like this, that you have to put your bodies on the line. So that's again when goalkeepers make saves. That's to be expected. That's what the goalkeepers are for. When defenders are throwing their bodies on the line and making deflections and ricocheting to go wide, I expect that. So the players did that today. So, you know, they're not going to get too many pats in the back from me for doing their jobs today.
I think it's the first loss that Crusaders have had here in a long time. So it's a huge win for us to come here and, you know, put down that marker today.
Yeah, again, you know, Dave, you know, everybody talks about some of the other clubs in this league about, you know, records and how well they do and whatever else. I one thing I do know from, you know, certain areas that our players don't get enough of the plaudits and the pats in the backs. But again, it's to be expected at Linfield. You can just turn up at a, you know, a difficult place like this and go win the game. So I think that makes our home record even more better than what Crusaders was at the minute. We have a strong home record again. Never gets mentioned because again, we're expected to go and win at Windsor Park. But I think now when you calculate up the points from home records or whatever else, our home record's slightly better than Crusaders. So we take great joy in coming to a place, a difficult place like this, upsetting their home record and heading back to Windsor with 3 points.
A real exciting, dramatic way to win it. Last touch of the ball, wasn't it? You know, would have been great to have a load of blue men behind that net, wouldn't it?
I was going to say, because again, we were always backed by, I think, 1,500 supporters every time we're down here behind the goal and up the side. So I think they would have enjoyed that. But again, for them, I'm sure, watching it at home, having looked as if we were maybe got so far in the game and looked as if we were maybe going to throw the lead away, to respond in the manner that we did and bounce back with a huge goal. I could see Linfield fans, and if they had been here, from the back rows of the small stand, running down to the front and celebrating. So hope they were all celebrating at home. I was, certainly. I don't celebrate too many goals, but when Jimmy's went in today, I was having a little joyous celebration on the bench.
No rest for the wicked, because it's Carrick Rangers now on Tuesday.
Big game again, tough game, tough conditions up there. I hope the wind machine stays away, because any time we've been down there on a Monday night or a Tuesday night, it's been tough conditions. So I think Niles went into the market again and bought sort of 3-4 players in and again in January. They're a big strong side anyway, so I believe they won today, so they'll be coming off the back of you know, a positive result and a positive performance, and they will certainly welcome the challenge of Linfield coming on Tuesday night, as will we.
Goes without saying, every man, every blue man, woman and child will say well done tonight, David, and making everyone's weekend that bit special.
Cheers, Andy.